Later in this hour, we'll hear a wonderful cantata by Aaron Copland, In the Beginning. But we'll begin this hour with heart and voice with more from our northern neighbors. Healy Whelan was considered the dean of Canadian composers through much of the 20th century, and for good reason. He was quite prolific, though probably best known for his music for the church. His grand style is evident in our next selection, the anthem O Praise the Lord. It was written for the Anglican Congress held in Toronto in 1963. He chose from a variety of scriptural sources, which gave him the opportunity to create structural variety as well. The Elora Singers perform, directed by Noel Edison. Matthew Larkin plays the organ.
Thank you.
Music of Healy Willen on With Heart and Voice. We heard the Alora Singers perform O Praise the Lord. Noel Edison directed. Henry Hugh Bancroft was a Canadian organist, composer, and conductor, active through much of the 20th century. British by birth, he moved to Canada in 1929, and in the mid-1940s composed a lovely pastorale, which we'll hear performed by Michael Unger, a native Canadian, on the Halloran All Saints organ at Sacred Heart Cathedral in Rochester, New York.
Thank you.
Michael Unger played Pastoral by Henry Hugh Bancroft. He performed on the organ at Sacred Heart Cathedral here in Rochester. One of the most distinctive and unconventional American composers of the late 19th and early 20th centuries was Charles Ives. His setting of Psalm 67 simulates chanted psalmody in the outer sections with an imitative middle section. It hints at his musical roots as a New England church musician while avoiding some of the tonalities that the listener might expect. The choir of New College Oxford sings, directed by Edward Higginbottom. Psalm 67 by Charles Ives was performed by the Choir of New College, Oxford, led by Edward Higginbottom. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Another New England composer from the late 19th and early 20th centuries is represented next. This time, however, it's a woman. Amy Beach, also known as Mrs. H.H.A. Beach, forged a path as a composer in a culture that definitely did not make space for women. Nonetheless, she persisted and made a solid name for herself. Her anthem, Let This Mind Be In You, sets familiar words from Philippians chapter 2, which we'll hear sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, directed by Jerry Hancock. Judith Hancock plays the organ.
Thank you.
Let This Mind Be In You by Mrs. H.H. A. Beach was sung by the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys. Jerry Hancock conducted. Canadian composer Andrew Igger has made a significant contribution to contemporary liturgical music in his post as composer-in-residence at Toronto's St. James Cathedral. His Missa Campanella, Mass of the Little Bells, is a striking example of his modern but accessible style. Its four movements really comprise a Missa Brevis, excluding the Credo. We'll hear it in its entirety from the premiere recording produced by the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque, New Mexico. They're directed by Maxine Theveneau with organist Stephen Tharp. Music of Andrew Egger on With Heart and Voice. Maxine Thévenot led the choir of the Cathedral of St. John in Albuquerque in this performance of Andrew Eger's Missa Campanella. Stephen Tharp played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Aaron Copland's account of creation, In the Beginning, was something of an innovative work in its time. It takes the form of an extended work on texts from Genesis and was composed in 1947 on a commission from Harvard University. The text is narrated by a mezzo-soprano soloist with choral interjections and elaborations of the pictorial imagery. The choir also provides a refrain which punctuates and keeps numerical track of the days of creation. The whole of the piece moves inevitably to the radiant concluding affirmation, "And man became a living soul." This affirmation also reflects the optimism of much American music written immediately after the Second World War. In this recording, we hear mezzo-soprano Catherine Bond and the choir of New College, Oxford, directed by Edward Higginbottom. Our featured work for this hour, Aaron Copland's In the Beginning.
And darkness.
The choir of New College Oxford sang In the Beginning by Aaron Copland. Mezzo-soprano soloist was Catherine Bond, and all were directed by Edward Higginbottom. We'll conclude today's celebration of holidays in Canada, France, and the U.S. with organ music by Healy Willen. Andrew Henderson plays the epilogue on the organ of St. John's Church, Elora, Ontario. Epilogue by Healy Willen was performed by Andrew Henderson. He played the organ of St. John's Church, Elora. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate national holidays in Canada, the U.S., and France this month. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.